You are listening to The Psychic Jam, a podcast that features three expert mentors who empower and inspire people like yourself to trust their inner voice, promoting awareness along their spiritual journey. Welcome to The Psychic Jam. Today, I am joined by my beautiful co-hosts, Amber Price and Liz Thropp, and we're talking about something pretty interesting today, guys, and it's why isn't that spirit coming through? You know, so many people will come to see us for a psychic mediumship reading, and you give them a reading, and then the person or the spirit that they really wanted to connect with didn't come through. What do you tell that person? You know, how do you deal with that? Because for me, I really want to connect for that person. But when someone doesn't come through, I have to wonder why. And so we're going to be chatting about that today. And I, you know, wanted to share with you a little bit of an experience that I had in terms of somebody who really wanted to connect with somebody and wouldn't validate anything I was saying. So I was asking certain questions, and not that I wanted to ask questions, but I had asked her specifically, why am I seeing a barn that's half burnt? Have you had that experience? And she just kept on nodding no, arms crossed, wouldn't respond to anything. And then about a half hour into the reading, I said, you know, I keep on seeing this barn and half of it's burnt. And I'm not understanding why I keep on seeing this. And she just kept on nodding no. And she says, tell me something I want to hear. And then, of course, you know, you right away, you're on alert, right? Because, you know, you're disappointing that person. But there were certain things I was seeing, and she just wasn't responding. And as she was leaving, she says, well, I guess that person didn't come through. And I said to her, I said, you know, I'm so sorry. I said, sometimes that does happen because there are different reasons why certain spirits won't come through. We're going to talk about that with Liz and Amber as we go along. But finally, when we got to talking at the end, she then told me that he died of smoke inhalation, and it was as a result of a fire in a barn. But she wasn't relating to, she thought I was talking about her family. She just wasn't really being open. She was so stuck on that. But now it's too late. I have clients coming in. I can't sit there and say, okay, well, that spirit was coming through. But she was so hooked on why I wasn't giving a name or why there were certain things that I wasn't getting. And the thing is, it was so clear that there was half a barn that was burnt, because that's what happened. Half the barn was burnt. By the time the fire department got there to put out the fire, they found him. He had smoke inhalation. They brought him to the hospital, but he succumbed to his injuries, unfortunately. And so sometimes someone will come to see me and I'm not getting anything. And so I'll ask them, has this person died by their own volition? Did they take their life? And with me, at times, I find that if a person has died very quickly, or if they died by suicide, sometimes I cannot connect with that spirit. And the reason being for me is some spirits are in between realms, as I call it. They're in the fourth dimension. And I believe that some spirits don't know they're dead. They don't know they're dead. And so there's a couple of reasons why spirits don't come through. It's either they're grounded, or they haven't quite gone through. Maybe they've recycled back into this lifetime. Or maybe the person that's sitting with you really wants to hear something so specific that they really feel that that spirit didn't come through for them. Maybe there was just a little bit, but not enough to really say that, you know, it gives them any type of validation. But it does happen when you see a psychic medium that spirits sometimes will not come through. Right, Amber?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's so many different factors that are involved when you're looking for a psychic mediumship reading or any type of energetic reading. It doesn't matter. I've had people that have gone for Reiki healing And, you know, generally you get the Reiki and that's what the service is and you leave. And there's some Reiki practitioners or Reiki masters that will receive insight during or after, and they'll give that to their client. And they weren't expecting that because that's not really what they thought they were going to be doing. Or they come to a medium and they're expecting something and it's not really what they left with. So for me, in my practice, I always let people know that I'm connecting to energy. So whatever your experience requires, like whatever your soul needs to find clarity, validation, empowerment, healing is going to come through. Now, in my experience, people believe that they think they know who the person in spirit is that's the best to answer the questions or the best to show up for the day. But what I have learned over and over and over and over again is that who we think should be answering the question is not always the person who is going to come and answer the question. So for instance, if you're coming in and you want some insight into your career and you think, okay, my father has recently passed, I want to connect to my father. So of course, my dad's going to be the one to have my back and he's going to be the one to give me all this insight. But when I'm doing the reading and say grandma's coming through instead of dad to answer this particular question, you know, I have gotten the question sometimes about, well, why isn't my dad answering that? Or I need you to ask my dad about that, but then the aunt answers or the grandparent answers. And all I can say to you is our spirits are going to align to the type of experience that you're also having. So if your grandmother walked a similar path to you, then she may be the best one to answer the question. Or a spirit guide that is assigned to you for your career is going to be the one that comes through and answers that versus dad. Because we have to think about this for a minute. Even though, say, dad might have been the one that we got all of our advice from or wanted to go and share all this information for in life when he was living, he also probably would have said, listen, I'm here for you, moral support, but I don't really have these answers because I'm not in your world in this career or in this relationship. Like, you might have to ask someone else who knows, or I'll tell you I'm here and present for you, but I'm not going to be the best one to answer you. So that's the same when they're in spirit. They may not be the one that's going to answer you. You have to be open to whoever's coming through. The other thing is that I do connect a lot to people that have been murdered or have taken their own life or have had accidental deaths or who are young or have left this planet sooner than what we might have thought they should have, right? And so I get a lot of questions around, you know, is it a factor of how this person died if they're available to come through to you or not? And my answer is no. It doesn't matter how someone died. If their spirit is ready to connect with you and they know that you're ready to have that connection, then that connection will be made. Sometimes you are going through a grieving process that doesn't allow you to be open to the message, even if it does come through because you're blocked from receiving it. For example, if someone is coming through and we're saying, okay, I feel like your father's coming through. His name is Dave or David. He was born in June and he's talking about January as a passing month. And you say, no, I don't know. I don't know who that is. I don't know. And then about 15 minutes later, you say, oh, I just really wanted to connect to my dad. His name is David. He just passed away. He was born in June, passed in January. And, you know, and then that's kind of like a psychic amnesia moment, right? Like the medium brought this up already, was very specific with certain details, but I'm so blocked with, like, they have to come through and say butterfly. They have to mention orange underwear. They have to talk about, you know, what I said in the car to them as I was sitting outside, or what's their nickname. You know, I have people say, you know, can you tell me what their nickname used to be? And I'll say to them, just because they don't tell me their nickname does not mean their soul is not here. Please do not, like, their spirit is not here. Please do not get fixated on they need to say this nickname or I don't believe that they're here, because the less you are open, the less you will have connection with them, because they want you to be open. They don't want to use all their energy trying to connect with you when you're not doing what they want, like what you want them to do. It's like communicating with someone in life saying, well, unless you say this or do this or be this way, I'm not going to listen to you. I'm not going to talk to you. I'm not going to be in your presence. That's unrealistic. And maybe you do that, but I don't know. But like, it's unrealistic to have a two-way conversation or a two-way connection. And it's the same in spirit. They're going to come and say what they want to say, how they want to say it, using their own personality. Like, they're going to come through with their personality, right? So try not to get fixated on these things, because back to the nickname, I don't have a reference for everything. So I have to pull on my dictionary or my archive of signs, symbols, sounds, feelings, smells, tastes. And if I don't have that, I'm not going to get it. I might get starts with, sounds like, they're showing me this. I don't know what that means. If the, you know, so say for instance, if you want me to say flamingo. Like, your loved one has to say flamingo. And I say, okay, they're talking about Florida. I see on the beach, you know, the long birds with the legs, and, you know, or I'm just seeing a pink bird. Don't sit there and say, well, she didn't use the word flamingo, so I'm not accepting that as the sign, because the medium has to go through their own way of interpreting it. I've never been to Florida. I don't have of course it's a flamingo. It might be just because it's a pink bird. So try to be open-minded with it, because I'm going to tell you, a lot of times a spirit does come through and you believe it has not, but it is your responsibility to say to the medium, I was hoping to connect with a particular soul. I'm not sure if they've come through, or I don't believe they did. You know, is there a reason they might not? Like, you've got to ask the questions. You've paid for a service. You should be able to ask a question so that you're not leaving with, you know, your expectations not being met, or feeling let down, or going to another medium and asking a question about how come this medium said or did something. You know what? It's very difficult, because yes, we are all mediums. Well, yes, if you're asking another medium and they're saying they're a medium, then yes, we are all having the ability to connect to spirit. However, that doesn't mean that me in this moment can connect to the same message that they received, because every medium will be tasked with giving certain types of messages through their own experiences and their own reference points. And if you're saying to me, well, I went to see a medium and she said that my father couldn't come through because he's stuck, then can you please elaborate on what she meant? No, I can't. Because it wasn't my message. I'm not receiving it right now. I can't say that. I'm not going to say something that's not true. So in turn, basically, why isn't that spirit coming through? I'm going to say, ask if it has or hasn't. Don't leave without asking. I always ask my clients to set their intentions ahead of time. What do you want to achieve today? Who do you want to speak to? Who are the people in spirit that I do have, so that when I get there tomorrow, I'm not going to be caught off guard with Aunt Millie, who died 6 years ago, and now I don't remember her today sitting in front of this person. And to be open-minded, but also to have the ability to understand that every medium is going to speak differently, just like every spirit will speak differently. If your loved one was quiet, introverted, and reserved in life, they are likely sitting there the whole time talking and giving little tidbits, but if you're not picking it up, they're going to let everyone else go first. So it's about learning the language of spirit and about getting your expectations in alignment. Right, Liz?
100%. Great advice. You know, one of the things that we didn't talk about yet was timing, right? So I've had spirits who have passed away, you know, a week prior or even the day before come through. And then I've had spirits who have been dead for 20 plus years not come through. And, you know, there's no rhyme or reason to it other than there's a few things that they've brought to my attention. So I'm going to share that with you. It may be that they're in a life review. So if it's somebody who's recently passed, they could be experiencing their life review. And that's like, essentially, think of yourself sitting down, watching a movie of your life from inception to death. Every single soul that you met, and every part of you that connected to that person, positively or negatively, you're going to see the outcome of your positive or negative reactions with that person. So you're going to have a clear-cut understanding of what your life meant. And that can take a couple days, that can take years. It depends on the spirit, I've been told. So they could be sitting in that life review for a very long time, or they could be getting in there and getting it done and just experiencing and accepting. So that could be a reason why they don't come through. Another thing is they might step back because you're supposed to get a psychic message. Maybe you're supposed to hear about your relationship right now, or you're supposed to hear about your job or something. I've had that happen in the past. I've had a client once who, well, multiple times, but this is the one that just recently happened. And she came to me with the intention, but she didn't say it like Amber suggested. What's your intentions? Speak your intentions to whom you're working with, but set the intentions first and foremost. She was really hoping to connect to her father who had passed away a couple of weeks prior. We ended up talking about everything but her dad. Now, I picked up that her father had passed, but not that, you know, I wasn't connecting to him. So if a psychic or medium's not connecting to spirit, they can't make it up. They're not going to make it up, right? They're going to give you what they're getting from spirit. And Amber alluded to that with the energy. You know, we're working with energy. So whoever's communicating with you is giving you the best information that you need in that moment. And the woman was a little perturbed. She wrote to me after the reading and she was like, I was really hoping to connect with my dad. I'm really disappointed. Although the information you gave me was timely, that's not what I wanted. I really wanted to talk to my dad. And then it turned out a week later, she's like, I'm really glad we talked about my relationship because this, and this came to pass and you were right. And I followed this advice. So she was like, she went from hot to cold, hot to cold. And it's because her intention was she wanted to talk to her dad. And I get that. Every one of us gets that. Well, she came back about 3 months later, and guess who came through for pretty much the entire reading was her dad. So the point is, they're going to give you what you need, not always sometimes what you want. So be open to receive what you're getting. That's a really important aspect to this as well. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, trust that, you know, they've got your back. If you have a trusted guide, a psychic medium that you work with, and you know that their experience and everything that Amber and Jay have already explained to you, I'm not going to go over it again. But if you know that what they do is accurate and they've, you know, they've worked with you in the past and everything has been great in the past, don't get upset or default to feeling sad about a loved one not coming through, because it's not always, I will actually say it's never because they don't want to talk to you. This is one of the things I hear from people as well. They're like, did they not want to talk to me? Are they mad at me? No, never, ever, ever are they mad at you. Never. It's just not a thing. They want what they know is best for you. And you might not be in a place to hear as well if it's so soon after their passing, because you're still grieving and you're not in the right frame of mind to hear them. That might be another reason why. It's why we have to repeat ourselves a lot, I find, because sometimes people don't hear what we've said, like Amber was sharing earlier about, you know, and Jay was sharing about how we, you know, give information and they're like, no, I don't know anybody like that. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh yeah, that was my uncle. That was my aunt. That was my mother, brother, whatever. So just be in a place of acceptance and sit in the information. Most really great psychic mediums will also allow you to record their sessions. So listen to the recording again and pay attention to what you may have missed, because when you're in the moment, sometimes you don't catch things, and it's always wonderful to listen after the fact. Jay, do you have anything else you want to add?
Absolutely. I do just a couple of points, and it's so true what you both said. And it's happened to me, actually. I went to see a medium to connect with my mother because I couldn't feel my mother after she died. And she picked her up, but the first one did not. And I was disappointed, but I understood. And the thing is, souls, some of them don't come through right away, like both ladies have mentioned here today. Sometimes they do, sometimes they're grounded, and sometimes they've recycled back into this world, which means that they've reincarnated. My mother has come back into this world, and I cannot communicate with her anymore, nor can any medium connect with her. But I understand that. But don't be afraid. If you feel your spirits are grounded, they will always be saved. Every spirit does go through, and they're always happy and at peace no matter what. Ladies, thank you so much. This was such an interesting conversation because some people are so fearful when they don't get their spirits connect, but I'm sure this will shed a lot of light on it. And we have some interesting vlogs and podcasts for you to refer to. If you're not sure, please check out our information or visit our website. Have yourselves a wonderful day, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening in. If you liked our podcast or would like to learn more about us, please visit our website at www.thepsychicassociates.com or visit us on our socials on Facebook or Instagram at The Psychic Associates.